number two is my mother's.
Now, down underneath the trailer number two, there's all these places, locations put on the front of the trailer.
Right.
Do you know or have the background? I've put our name and I've been thinking about putting places where I go with the trailer in that, you know, hand painted on or now with vinyl graphics or whatever. But do you know how that started from the WBCCI or possibly have the background on
the
number painting?
It really goes back to 1948 when Wally and Cornelius Vanderbilt Jr. or Neil Vanderbilt went to Europe. And so on the trailer that they had in Europe, they began painting names and so on of where they'd been. And eventually that trailer was completely painted from one side to the other with the various names and places that they'd been. And then Wally sort of carried that on, and then Caravanners picked that up, and then my mother just followed along doing the same thing. Probably Wally said, you know, you really need to put all of the things that you do or where you've been down on the front of your trailer. And, of course, this was all pre-WBCCI. This really was a caravan thing. More so than WBCCI. But Caravanners carried that on, and there's a reason for that. When you're traveling around in these foreign countries, it's nice to let people come and look, and there they see where you've been. And sort of a neat thing. If you're in Europe, you might have Mexico a couple of times, Western Canada, and it gives a good talking point, but it also expresses the scope and the width and the breadth of the Wally Byam caravans.
Well, I think you'll enjoy the photo when you do receive the email. It's a link to the site on eBay that had it, and it didn't get any bids, so the people may still have it. I think it was a negative from 1957. It's definitely you sitting at the picnic table.
It probably is. I have five drawers, files of letters, caravanners, blue berets, photographs, just about everything going from prior to 1900 currently. But most of everything I have goes through 1975.
Hey, Dale, having gone on a number of caravans, and I'm sure you heard that there was an effort to go on another Cape Town to Cairo caravan in 2009. I'm not sure the status on that. I think they're having some trouble. But do you think that's something that could happen again?
Well, if you haven't read any of my blogs or things that I've written on several locations, I thought that Wally would be very proud for somebody to try to do that. But if Wally were alive in today's world, he would not take anyone on a trip that would jeopardize their lives. And I so said so, and I felt that it was a very poor choice of time to take a trip like that, whether it go from starting out in Cape Town, going to Cairo, and then back. So I really said I didn't feel that it was the right thing. In 2005, I went to Springfield, and I talked a little bit at their first meeting that they had. Bert Kelly was there, and they showed the movie, and I just told them. I said, Americans today have targets on their back. It's very dangerous. The last I know about it, they've taken their website off. The last letter from Bert was that they were very sorry. They were returning all the money to all of the people that had signed up. And unless there's another group that are planning the trip that it's not, open to view the website or information, I think that the tour is dead.
So there's going to be no more chances to take a picture of an Airstream in front of a pyramid, huh?